Hello, hello. This is Vanessa Morris. This is Make Mention with Miss V. It's been quite some time since I have recorded a podcast. So hello out there, world. Right now, I'm going to record a podcast related to my class at Point Loma Nazarene University. I am taking the organizational leadership program for my BA. I am very excited about it, and I am going to graduate December 17th, 2022. My class is Capstone in Organizational Leadership, and the assignment was to interview a mentor in my organization that can provide me some information regarding my career journey. Just give me some insight. And I chose Ingrid Romero. My company is Insperity. It is a third-party HR firm that helps businesses succeed so communities prosper. That is our tagline. And it is truthful. So Ingrid Romero is a district manager. She has HR background, and that is my field. She used to be my boss as an HR manager, and she's moved through the organization rather quickly in a couple of years. And so I wanted to speak with her about her journey. She has been so helpful to me. I've only known her just shy of a year, and she has already helped me move forward. She actually was instrumental in the last promotion I received, which was just a couple of weeks ago, to an HR specialist. And so I'm very grateful. So I chose her and I asked her a couple of questions. So let's talk a little bit about my questions and her answers. So the first question I asked her was, what motivates you to succeed? And her answer was, being in a position that helps me identify and develop talent. In other words, being part of someone's journey in their career choice and ongoing development is 100% fulfilling to me. I can attest to that because, like I said, I haven't even known her that long, and she's taken an interest and she's making effort to bring people up with her. And so I remember her calling me one time and said, Vanessa, let's talk about your career development. I hadn't even been working at the organization that long, but she has a way of reaching out, and she feels compelled to bring people along. And so, second question, I asked her, what do you tell yourself to go to the next level in your career? And her answer is awesome. It is, as she said, God opens the doors for me to walk through and to make sure that it is His hand opening the door, or don't walk through it. So in other words, she's not clamoring for the next position. She's not seeking to, be that assertive, aggressive, all-out person that, oh, I've just got to move up the corporate ladder. She says, God opens the doors for me, and those are the doors I walk through. I love that answer. The second question, the third question, what do you do to overcome obstacles? Her answer was, identify them clearly. And in parentheses, she says, it's not always what we think. Then understand why they present a challenge to me, as that helps me to see what I need to learn from it. Finally, look for the pathway through it. I read, I seek counsel, I seek coaching, and I will pray as well. So what I got out of that answer was, one is self-reflection. What is this really about? And then what do I need to learn from it? And that is the core of what I believe is an excellent way to go about what our challenges are. First, what does it have to do with my learning and development? It's not always about someone trying to do something to you, or it's adverse in its consequence. Not necessarily. And so that's exactly what I believe she was saying here. And she also said, I seek counsel, I seek coaching, and I pray as well. We have people around us that can support us, and we need to seek out that support, that wise counsel, and seek God about it. And so that was her answer, which was a very insightful answer. And so the fourth question, what do you enjoy most about encouraging others? It was short and succinct, but it was very profound. And it's and she said, seeing them respond and rise to their potential. Now, that should be every leader's objective, at least part of the leadership responsibility, is to see others respond and rise to their potential. It's about growth and development. That is my belief, is that we're leading, but we're servant leaders. And so it's about growth and development of other individuals. And that is encouraging, to see people move forward, to see them grow, see them develop, see them thrive, see them learn. And so that was her answer. Question five, what do you consider your biggest strength? She said, discernment and my ability to see and listen to people beneath what they say. Lastly, I would say that I have a good way of making things simple. So a couple of things there of what she said, you know, discernment. Discernment requires discipline and the ability to listen. Listen to God, being still, being present. That is something that I personally am working on, being present. I can't hear if I'm going 1,000 miles an hour and I'm, you know, flying by the seat of my pants. That's not going to help me. So she's saying discernment, being able to listen and listen for what's underneath what people say. So that is an excellent, excellent answer there, that saying that's her biggest strength, that ability to just hear what they're not saying. So I really love that. And making things simple, so things are not complex. Precise, concise responses, answers, information, so people can get it. Like Habakkuk said, write down the vision, make it plain, so people that read it can run with it. And so finally, my last question to her was, describe your leadership style. How does this influence your approach to leading your team? She said, flexible, based on who is in front of me and what they need. Leadership is service and being servant-minded. And so what do they need, and how do I give it to them in a way they can grasp it and use it? Which kind of relates back to the previous answer she gave, making things simple. In order for people to understand what you're talking about or what you're trying to help them with, I know this for a fact, she will meet you where you are, explain in a way that is a concise way. Because if you guys know about DISC, that personality profile, D-I-S-C, Ingrid is an I-S, but she operates a lot like a D, which D is, that personality trait is, give me the information, let me roll with it. Just give it to me straight, no chaser. Just tell me what it is so we can deal with it. And that's her personality. And so, but she's saying she's flexible, which she is. She's flexible. She can move. She's agile. She's an agile leader. And so I have benefited from just the short time that she was my manager, but she's still very instrumental in my career development. So that was my interview with Ingrid Romero, the district manager of Insperity in the Western region. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.